SBS Radio.
Our next guest is someone we featured many times in the past, when his mum wrote a book about the Holocaust and his dad just finished writing his own book. Him himself is a multimedia personality, and you guess right, I am talking about Henry Roth. For over 30 years, he has been front and back of the camera. Some of Henry's work has included Today Show Australia, Studio 10, Oscars and Life from the Red Carpet, Project Runaway, and much more. Henry is a next-generation Jewish man, born in Sydney, and is a strong supporter for charities. Henry has embarked on what he calls the most amazing project of his life, and is now authoring his father's memoirs, The Stories I Told My Son. This has been a 6-month face-to-face interview by Henry of his father, Reggie Joseph Weinreich. Hi, Henry, and welcome back to the show.
Amit, thank you, and thank you for that beautiful introduction.
Why the memoirs now?
Look, it's a very good question, I think, for a few reasons, but mainly, when you look around at what's happening in the world today, the isms, which is like anti-Semitism, racism, bullying-ism, is really and truly showing its ugly head again. And I think it was time for us as next generation to be responsible and to really come to the challenge of making sure that never again takes place, but in a very modern way. The Holocaust is one of many genocides, obviously a horrendous genocide, and lessons have to be relearned and reminded. So it's the best time, if you like, unfortunately, to have this book published in 2020.
What makes this Holocaust publication unique?
Look, Amit, I'm going to share something with you that I think everybody can relate to in one way or another. And that is, surely, we've had, you know, times in our lives with our parents. They've told us stories. They wanted to give us, advice. And we just didn't want to listen. We just did not want to listen. And then years later, it was like, my goodness, what a shame. I should have listened. Well, fortunately, I am blessed with two amazing parents. My mother has launched her own book last year, which you recall, which is The Right Time to Speak. My father and I are now working on this project. And the truth about the matter is, it's unique because I wanted to listen and hear and convey. And the stories are extraordinary. He's a most animated person and is also very current with purpose and lifestyle, transparency, honesty, all the buzzwords. So that's what makes it unique.
Who do you think will want to read it and why?
Look, I really think that this is a universal issue. I understand the Holocaust has really impacted on the culture, the whole fiber and fabric of the Jewish race, the whole situation. But my friends come from all over the world. We've already started our own community, The Stories I Told My Son, which is what the book is called. And we've got already people from New Zealand, from New York, from Boston, from Sydney, from Melbourne, from London, you name it. And so I really think it's for people who want to understand more about humanity and kindness. So it's really as broad as the world that we live in.
Why is it the most amazing project of your life?
Yes, very good question, Amit. You're putting me on the spot here, but I have to say this is the reason. I am blessed that my parents are alive. So many people tell me how blessed I am and how lucky I am, and I know it. Every minute of the day are precious moments with people that have got old-school values and ideas and memories and advice and experience. So imagine, I'm now 59, I have the honour and privilege of sitting across the table from my father face-to-face over the last 6 months and recording not only just all his stories, but imagine all the questions I've always wanted to ask him. I mean, I wonder what can be better than that. And I think I had the answer for myself anyway. Nothing tops that.
Both your parents wrote now a book, your mom with The Right Time to Speak, and now your dad with The Stories I Told My Son. You are truly surrounded with stories and memories of the Holocaust. Did it cause you to change the way you see life now?
I think I've really changed in the last year tremendously. Because the truth of the matter is, Amit, yes, I'm in a high-achieving family. A lot of people are high achievers. They want to do something with their lives. And I think the truth of the matter is that this has always been lots of secrets surrounding the Holocaust. So for my mother and father to sit down and really pour their hearts out is not just for this family. It's not just for the family next door, but it's for the family of the world. You know, it's a humanity thing. So I've been affected by really trying to understand not to, you know, to sweat the small stuff, to be kind, to be human, to embrace all these values. So listen, we're all works in project, and I'm certainly a big work in project, as we all are. So it has changed me fundamentally in that it's reminded me of where I've come from, 200 years of rabbis on one side. So I better, you know, step up to the mark, basically.
What are your final thoughts, and how do people contact you?
Amit, I think my final thoughts are: be kind, be aware, and don't be silent. Whatever and whoever you represent, it's your responsibility to be proud of that. So that's number one. And how to get contact with us is very simple. We're both on Instagram and on Facebook, and the account is called The Stories I Told My Son. And you can also email me at henry@henryroth.com. We're also proud to have just announced that we actually have a theme tune. It's an independent folk band in London called Kodiak Island, and the song is called Sugar Song, and it represents the bitterness of difficult things, but all the sweetness that can come from life if you seek it out.
Henry Roth, thank you so much for your time. Good luck with the book, and good luck with future projects.
Thank you, Amit. Always a pleasure to talk to you.
Stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.